natural cause is inequality making us sick. So, and natural causes is inequality making us sick. Now, many of you might have been with us and seen some clips yesterday. There's also another screening today at noon. But to give you a brief, if you weren't there, to give you a brief overview of the series, it's a 7-part series that really explores the root causes of our nation's alarming socioeconomic and racial inequities, and also searches for solutions. As we've heard before, we can't just talk about the problem. We also need to talk about what is it we can do, and along with that, think through the ways that we can take action for change. So the DVD is set to be released in February of next year, and we also have our PBS broadcast date. So it'll be a national broadcast, and it'll start the last Thursday in March and go for 4 weeks, every Thursday. So I will briefly first give you an overview of the series and then really talk about the public impact campaign and ways to take action, also sharing examples from a variety of our partners and how folks are already engaged in the campaign. So the opening episode is an hour long, and what it does is it really sets out the overarching themes of the series. One, that socioeconomic status is really tied to our health, and we shouldn't talk about the rich and the poor, but there's actually a gradient, and all of us find ourselves somewhere along that gradient. And when we look at population health, those who are above us tend to be healthier and live longer lives, and those who are below us tend to get sicker and die earlier, but that we're all implicated in this, so the conversation can't be about the rich and the poor. In addition, when we look at each line of, let's say, that ladder of socioeconomic status, we can see that for people of color, in general, on the same socioeconomic bar, as compared to their white counterparts, are not living as long or healthy lives, so that we're seeing the impact of racism over the life course. So we talk both about classism and racism, and that we have to look at solutions. So how can we make solutions? And that those lie in different kinds of policies. So we have to look at the social and economic policies that really affect the ways that we can live our lives. So that's really the opening episode. And then the following three hours are each split into two 30-minute segments. And I'll go through these very quickly. The Place Matters show looks at the impact of neighborhood environments on health. And there we do a comparison of two neighborhoods and look at what it is that people can do working in their communities, working with their local health, public health departments, and others to rebuild the communities and to create environments that are actually health promoting environments. Becoming American, that's the Latino paradox. And there we look at the fact that in general, immigrants and Mexican immigrants coming to the States have better health outcomes than most Americans. So they're healthier than we are. But the longer they live here, the worse their health gets. So what is it about life in America that impacts our health? And what is it that we have to learn about immigrants coming to this country? When the bout breaks, there we really look at the impact of racism over the life course. And the story follows a woman, her name is Kim Anderson. And when we talk about the impact of racism, what we see is that in the States, African-American women with a higher socioeconomic status still have a greater chance of having preterm births than white women who have not graduated from high school. So that's really, it doesn't mean that the socioeconomic status line exists. When we compare African-American women, those with higher socioeconomic status have healthier outcomes than those with low socioeconomic status. But when we do this comparison between white women and African-American women, what we see is the impact of stress from racism over the life course. So we're not talking about race, we're talking about racism. And it's very important to make that distinction when we talk about health and the social determinants of health. Bad sugar. So there we're really looking at historical trauma, poverty, and diabetes in Native American communities. And specifically, this show goes into what happens when the Pima Indians in Arizona lose access to their water rights. And without water rights means not being able to grow food, means becoming dependent on the U.S. Food Commodities Program, which did introduce fresh fruits and vegetables in the late 90s. And then we wonder why there's such a high rate of diabetes. So it's not necessarily going to look at our genes, but actually saying what are the social policies in place that really do impact our health. More than a paycheck. There we look at the effects of U.S. policy and globalization in the islands, and seeing, when we look at the Marshallese Islands, the differences of where the U.S. base is located compared to the other islands where people have been relocated and the impact on health. So, the public impact campaign. Now, we are thrilled to have this series on PBS, and we're thrilled to have Dave. And in addition to that, PBS really gets a certain audience. And so we know that the real power of the series lies in people like you being able to use the series and show it in places where you can have the dialogue that we've been hearing about and really take that dialogue and lead to action. So the goals of the campaign are really to use the series as a tool to sound the alarm about the extent of our health inequities, and then to also help introduce the importance of social policy. So by that we mean jobs, labor policy, housing, community development. All of these things are not traditionally thought of as health. They're traditionally in their own silos. But if we don't have access to living wage jobs, if we don't have access to a safe neighborhood, if we don't have access to grocery stores and affordable fresh fruits and vegetables, all of these things impact the kinds of choices we can make. It's not to take away from the individual at the end of the day. If we all have access to these things and we choose to eat at McDonald's every day and smoke a couple packs of cigarettes a day, okay, well, that's our individual choice. But we need to first make sure that everyone has access to all of those, to living in communities and neighborhoods that are truly thriving and can help enhance our health. We also want to inject the health consequences into debates over social and economic policy. So if there's a new development going up, well, how does that impact health of that neighborhood, of community, of businesses? And finally, that health inequities are a societal problem. It's a we problem. It's not, oh, that's their problem, or they're going to do something about it, or I'm sure someone's going to work on that because it's really important. It's about all of us here, right here in this room, being able to think through, well, how is it that we can engage, and what is it that we can do to move forward? So, as I've said, the series is a tool. In this country, we're used to watching movies and TV, and we tend to go into kind of a passive state. And here we're saying, no, no, let's get active. So this is a tool to start conversations. It's a tool to educate and inform folks about the extent of our health inequities and that there are solutions. We can't just stop at the problem. To organize and mobilize, so to reach out and get people to come together and to say, all right, what is it that we want? How do we define these issues in our neighborhood or on a national level, and what do we do? And to advocate. So what are the policies, what are the initiatives that we really want to advocate for and to work with our government officials to accomplish? So to do this, we have the series, and in addition, we've developed a lot of other support tools. One of these is the Unnatural Causes Action Toolkit, which is being developed in partnership with the Practice Project. And this toolkit really provides a step-by-step guide of, if you're interested in hosting a screening, these are DVDs, so you can access the DVDs, how do you go about doing that, and that will provide a step-by-step guide. There's also discussion guides for each of the episodes. So these guides provide questions and activities that you could do before a screening, and then comprehension questions after the screening, as well as questions that start moving the audience and moving folks who are attending your screening, again, towards that, well, what can we do, and what can we do right now with this? In addition to the discussion guides, there'll be handouts and fact sheets. We also have other partners like San Francisco State University, who's creating continuing education credits, so that the idea is to be able to have a course built around the series that's available online, and that anyone anywhere can tap in and learn, all right, well, what are the social determinants of health and what's being done? Viral marketing. So on the website, the companion website, which is listed at the end, there'll be ways to be able to send out by email little clips or interactivities. That's one of the things we'll have on the website. So really exercises on, we can talk and talk about the social determinants of health, but let's do an exercise to rank, oh, well, where are we? Or what's the community stress test? Where is my community ranked? What are the things in my community that promote health and what are the things that don't? And we'll also have a press kit. I realize I haven't quite followed the order, but that's all right. We'll have press kits. So how do we talk to media about these issues? To date, we've got, well, actually now it's over 100 outreach partners. And outreach partners are people and organizations, really, who are committed to hosting at least one screening. And then in addition to that, we have a database of over 500 individuals and organizations who have signed up and aren't quite sure how they're going to use the series, but are interested in using the series. And so pulling all of those folks together will create a ConnectUp database, which is on the prior slide, where we can
start to search by geography and by issue area to find out who else is doing this work and how can we work across sectors and join together as part of the campaign. So, hosting a screening, what does that mean? Most of you will find this green sheet. I believe they're all green, some of them might be blue, on your seat. But this is really a three-step sort of process as far as hosting a screening. This goes back to being actively engaged and actively engaging your audience. So here we're saying that the first step is to determine your motivation and capacity. So where is your staff? Where is your leadership? Where is your board? What is the understanding of the social determinants within your organization? You might get it, and you might say, oh, let's take the series out, let's bring people together, and let's have a public screening. If the rest of your staff aren't on board, then what happens with all the energy you've generated? So to first look very much internally and see where your organization is. And then to define your audience, and this happens over and over again. If you're talking with high school students versus if you're talking with elected officials, you'll probably have a different sort of screening. You may use the series differently. You may not show as much. So to be clear on who the audience is, if we're wanting to use this as a tool to mobilize folks together, we also need to know who it is that we're talking with. And to look at what level of knowledge your audience has. And also to set your goals. So what is it that you want to accomplish? How can the series support your work? What is the work you're already doing so that this does not become yet another silo of health inequity? That this is really rather a framework through which the other work and the programs that you're doing continue to happen when you start to ask those larger upstream questions, so to speak. So the following, how am I doing on time? 3 minutes. Okay. I'm going to talk really fast. Let's go to the next slide. So, one thing that you have is this yellow sheet. These are a number of ways to be able to do post-screening the things that you've gone and accomplished. So what I'm going to do is go through these very quickly and tie them to an example of some of our campaign partners. This is not to say that if I talk about, say, NACHO reframing the debate, that all NACHO is doing is working on reframing the debate. These really are loose, and you can work through in different ways. So, to go very quickly, you can use screenings to take a leadership role in valuing health equity. So this goes back to internally how much knowledge is in your organization. The National Association of Chronic Disease Directors started and said, we want to be involved with this. They have a health disparities interest group, and what they decided to do is actually create a training for their members on how to, at the state level, still do work on chronic disease, but include a social determinant of health framework. So there is an example of taking leadership within the organization and really creating this kind of training, and they'll be piloting that in February. Then reframing the debate. So how do we rupture the discourse from behavior, risk, and individual biomedical models to one that really puts a focus on policy? NACHO is hosting, has launched their health equity campaign, inviting 100 local health departments to join. And if you are a local health department who has not joined, I encourage you to join because there's only a few slots left to the 100. But the idea here is how do we bring together communities and host forums so that we have elected officials, health and non-health stakeholders at the table and start to discuss what are the changes that a department can play a role in making. The department does not become the expert on housing, but it's about inviting the housing folks to the table and engaging in that dialogue and really asking a different sort of question. So you'll see here are examples of different sorts of questions. So instead of how does an individual protect themselves, we're asking how does the community help organize and build alliances to improve policies for social good. Research and investigate. So we need to know our own communities. If we're going to talk about this, the series doesn't go into every community. So you need to come prepared, just as Mia did, where we had a great breakdown of what's happening in Alameda County. Know your community. The MacArthur Network has put out a report recently that not only focuses on the research on socioeconomic status and the social determinants of health, but really looking at what are the kinds of policies we want to look at for solutions. We want to build strategic alliances across silos in 1 minute. SEIU, I'll go with this and then we'll go to the next slide. But SEIU has a campaign on healthcare, but when we were talking, I said, but okay, it's great that you have a campaign on healthcare. How do we use all the work you're doing around labor? How do we really use that to tie labor to health? And he's like, oh, of course, let's go there. So that's when a other ways you can use the screenings are to develop coherent policy menus and strategies. The Joint Center's Place Matters Initiative is working across the country to do just that. We want to demand greater participation and democratic accountability. You might have heard about the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Commission to Build a Healthy America that's coming. We want to mobilize our constituencies and communities. The Harvard Center for Society and Health held a screening inviting different organizations to be there, as well as having a great presence for both the Boston and the Massachusetts Commissioners of Health. We want to have a dialogue with journalists and bloggers. I mentioned the Process Project, but one of the tools they also developed is how do we do media advocacy, how do we change that story. So the conclusion isn't about what the individual should be doing or about better meds, but why people are getting sick in the first place. And we want to inject considerations of health impacts into debates over social policies. The San Francisco Department of Public Health has a great tool on health impact assessment. So again, if a development is going in, what are the impacts on health? So these are all ways and ideas that you can use the series, whether you show an entire 30-minute clip or you show a 2-minute clip because it's a policy briefing. But these are ways to integrate the series into the work that you're doing to really advance the conversation and advance action toward health and social justice. And with the last slide, what can you do right now? Well, at noon, at 12:30, you can come and see some clips of the opening episode and really hear a blue sky conversation on the kind of policies we're looking for. You can also visit endnaturalcauses.org and sign up for the campaign. And you've got handouts that you can pick up. So with that, thank you very much.